Dr. Weston, and I tell him, I said, come on. I said, don't you need anybody in there? Stand there, you're standing frozen. I said, come out of the boat. I was in the turbine, I said, get in and get it, it's a bit warmer. Getting the big thing with the electricity and the pumps for the electric and that. Keeps everything going, the big turbine. Dr. Weir was in there. So I guess he was in the boat. And we actually had to go in the place, laid him in the place when I was in. We don't do it in the turbine. They'd leave me at you in the place, in the bottom. So it was a nice sit, lying there in the cold air, kind of hanging and that. I said, right, David, I said, stay with me there, to the bottom. I said, right, David, there. And I said, right, David, I said, time is coming up the pit. So I chap up see the kids come down. And I got me at you on the top deck. So when I got to the pit, he had this, stood women and men and their kids there too. So I got the HR, we carried up my engine house in the pit head. And there's a doctor there, Dr. Duke was there. Taking him in, I laid him in next to the engine man in the flare. And he asked me what injury they had. Oh, I don't think he's doing injuries, I said, Ken. For I feel Ken. I said, I asked we at you. I said, you're right at you. I fired people. I said, you're scared of it. I'm not too bad. My name's in that, not too bad. I said, I think I saw a doctor. I think it's been a shock, you know, and